It's the after show at warm1013.com. Nikki is still down in Florida. She's near Tampa, where the hurricane was pretty good. So we have a call into her to see if she wants a call, but who knows?
So far, she hasn't called us.
All right. And you wanted to talk about your little guy. What did you do now?
Oh, little Nate. I'm so just wondering where this is going to go with his little girlfriend.
I can tell you where it's
going
to go. It's going to go this way.
It's over in a few weeks?
Yeah, by end of summer.
I've already started, like, this could continue. This relationship could continue through high school.
No.
They seem really well fit together, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. That's great.
They're both easygoing. They don't get worked up in the drama.
Yeah, it'll be over by summer, end of summer.
And then he'll have
another girlfriend, and she'll have another boyfriend.
Well, we were talking last night. I said, so what? Why have they changed? Like, for so long, you were like, not yet. Because I don't know if you noticed or not, Mom, but I'm not as shy as I used to be. I'm finally coming out of my shell.
Good for
That's
him.
What he said to me. I go, good, because I didn't do that till like ninth grade.
Yeah.
And if you're doing it in sixth grade, going into seventh, that's pretty fantastic. And last night, he was talking to his girlfriend. I walked in, and she said hi to me on the phone, which clearly she's not shy either, which is fantastic.
She's buttering up the mom. You know, that's what they do.
She called him because she got scared because of the thunderstorm. She thought it was going to knock the power out.
So she called Nate
because he said his face must just calm her down. And then he was very like, I'm the man kind of thing, right? It was very cute. And then I said, okay, make sure you brush your teeth. And then, everything went to, yes, you're still 12.
I know. That's hilarious. I just hope that when it happens, he doesn't have a broken
heart. That's what I worry
about
because he waited so long. Like, I feel like when he finally falls, he might fall hard, we'll see. As a mom, I'll be there to pick up the pieces. In fact, a friend of mine's husband had to go in the hospital yesterday or the day before and had surgery. So they're still like in the hospital recovering. And the rules have changed. And she texted me and she mentioned, they're either 2 4-hour blocks or 1 8-hour period. His mom wants to come in. And the guy's in his 40s, okay? And she's trying to sneak in. And I go, don't make her sneak in. It's like, are you staying the whole day? Well, if she's not, I was going to. I'm like, doesn't matter the age. You're always a mom.
Yeah.
And we both have children, you know.
I understand she wants to see her little boy, even her little boy's 40, but, you know.
That's my point.
I know.
Once a mom, always a mom. It doesn't change.
I know.
Once a dad, always a dad. It doesn't change. You still worry about the kids. It doesn't matter the age.
My son's going to D.C. today, and I told him, check the forecast before you go, because the hurricane is down in the Carolinas or something, right? And so they're getting some bad weather. He's driving.
And see, that's the kind of thing my mom would normally say to me
about
the weather. But dad, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm I'm a worrier. Nobody else in my family is.
Does Adam worry at all?
No. That's the other thing.
What about your daughter?
Oh, she worries about everything.
Okay. So
but Adam,
like
Adam has not, he doesn't have the worry gene.
Oh, that's good. That will get them far in life. You know what? Nate's starting to not have a worry gene either, which I like.
Oh, I'm sure it'll serve him well.
Yeah.
You know, if he lives through it. That's the thing. Because, you got to... He's smart. I'm not, concerned. But it is a little... It's, once a parent, you're always a parent. So.
Yep. Worry. Yeah.
A little random fact for you. I thought this was interesting. You know, boardwalks.
Mm-hmm.
They did not get their name because they're wooden boards you walk on.
Oh, really?
Which I thought...
Okay? That's what you do.
They're actually a guy who came up with the idea for the first one in Atlantic City, New Jersey in the 1870s. His name was Alexander Boardman. So they're called boardwalks because of him. Yeah, isn't that weird?
Did we put the boards there after that?
No, we thought we were supposed to. No.
You built it right away with the boards?
You have to listen to the entire sentence. That's tough with you because I know you don't know how to do that.
He built a boardwalk with wood, and he called it
a boardwalk because his last name was Boardman. So that's why.
That's really cool.
It is interesting. I know. So that's kind of weird.
That is weird.
This one's good for summertime. You get bitten by mosquitoes a lot?
All the time.
What's your blood type?
I don't know.
No, you see, I don't know.
I used to know.
I don't know. But type O gets more.
I think it's O.
You get more mosquitoes. They like O.
Mm-hmm.
Also, sweat. If you've had any alcohol in your bloodstream, they like that. Being pregnant. And if we're black or dark blue or red, mosquitoes love you.
I knew about the red. I didn't know about the black or the blue.
I didn't know about the blood type. So I don't even know. I have to, I have a checkup next week. And I got to find out what my blood type is. I have no idea. And I'm sure my doctor must
know. Because I used to donate blood all the time.
Yeah. So it's one of those weird things you should know, I guess.
You should know.
Yeah, but I don't. So anything else?
No.
All right. warm1013.com, the after show. You click on it, you share it on Facebook or Insta or whatever you like to share it on, and we get more friends that way. See you on the radio. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.